This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Nothing changes with me. I'll always be a Trump warrior. Nothing changes with me. I'll always be a big fan of America and always be fighting for America. And same thing should be for all of you. You should all remain Trump fans. You should all understand that this is the dirtiest situation I've ever seen in my life, that they tried to make a Ukrainian phone call, this insane media conspiracy, same one that's going on now, tried to take a lousy phone call from a guy who didn't hear it but only heard about it and make it into the biggest thing the world had ever known. And then Trump immediately released it, and it was nothing. And it's exactly what happened yesterday, except you know why they're all so hysterical? None of this is even rises close to the level of any of the one BLM events all summer long, where they burned down New York, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Baltimore, I mean, Minnesota, Minneapolis is the worst one of all of them. Actually, Baltimore, there's been terrible riots and terrible things happening long before BLM. Detroit, long before BLM. Chicago, the streets of Chicago have been a killing field for years before BLM. But BLM came along and burnt down the Magnificent Mile of Chicago. And New York always had problems, but no one ever burnt down, or excuse me, in New York's case, it wasn't burned down, but it was just looted and destroyed, and then they had to board up the entire Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue. I mean, you can't earn a living anymore in the United States in inner cities. These were all Democrat-run inner cities. And nobody cared. Not one Democrat politician said a word, and nobody took the blame for it, and nobody had to come in and where they stood on it. But Trump, everything is now blamed on Trump. It's Trump's fault for this, and it's Trump's fault for that. Three people died of heart attacks. That's Trump's fault. 2 million were there. Three died of heart attacks. That's got to be Trump's fault. One girl got shot. The poor lady got shot by the Capitol Police. What a terrible thing. Makes no sense. Absolutely senseless killing. Nothing to do with Trump. That's Trump's fault. All the idiots who broke into the Capitol building, that's Trump's fault. Now, some of those idiots may have been Republicans, but I tend to believe, after all the reading I did overnight, 90% of it was Antifa infiltration. Any idiot could put on a red cap that says, make America great again, and make out like you're one of us, and then go ahead and cause trouble, and then bring all, you know, the horrible, unrest and disrepute on us. And I'm convinced that's what happened. Too much evidence showing that these were Antifa people and that the police knew about them and that the police let them in, opened the doors to the Capitol and showed them where to go. And then when it was done and they were done with their rampage, they let them go and they showed them out. Didn't arrest anybody. Does that make any sense to you at all? This was a setup by the mayor of Washington, D.C., is my opinion. That's what my gut says. She set this whole thing up and ordered the Capitol Police in on the whole Antifa scam. Let them infiltrate, let their buses in with police escort, let them infiltrate with the Trump people, let them wear red caps and look blend in, just look like the Trump people, and then let them into the Capitol building and let them run around and act like idiots and put all the blame on the Trump people. And then when someone gets killed, put all the blame on the Trump people. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Now they're going out of their way to say four people died. Four people died, three had heart attacks. What's that got to do with anything? That has absolutely nothing to do with anything. But it's like the Ukrainian phone call. It was an average to under average event compared to Black Lives Matter. It's nothing. None of our people do violent things. I've been to 1,000 Trump events and Tea Party events and conservative events, and it's a fact that our audience does nothing bad, never gets involved with violence. So you're going to tell me suddenly they changed their colors yesterday? I don't believe it for a second. Not when I had 10,000 people here in Vegas yesterday. To my event, everybody was peaceful and everybody was wonderful. Everybody was in a good mood. Everybody was sunny. And everybody loves policemen. No one would ever hurt a policeman. no one ever hurt someone's property? Nothing like that have I ever seen at a Trump event. So all of a sudden, this situation happens that's totally out of character, and you're going to blame it on Trump. I heard a speech. His speech was wonderful. His speech was perfect. And his speech was right. They're robbing us of the presidency. And by robbing us of the presidency, they're taking the nation away forever. That's it. There's never... Look, they thought they had it after Obama. The third term of Obama was going to be Hillary, and that was going to put the nation out forevermore. And they stole the election, and Trump literally won a rigged election that was rigged against him. And they were so shocked at the number of people that came out for Trump. They couldn't overcome it. And they couldn't believe it. So they made up their minds. It would be 4 years of trying to destroy Trump. And at the end of 4 years, they decided they were going to steal it again, but this time they were going to make sure they did it right. And they had all kinds of plans in place. And it was dead voters, and it was illegal aliens, and it was people who moved, and it was mail-in ballots, mostly mail-in ballots, with no voter ID, and it was ballot harvesting. They took every single idea that they worked on from the 2018 midterms on, and they got them all in because of COVID, with China's help. And they defeated Trump, and then they had to silence Trump and the Trump movement forever. And so here's an example where Trump lost, and 2 million people came to Washington, nothing like that's ever happened before, to show an outpouring of love for President Trump. By the way, I say that figure like I know. It's between 1 and 2 million people were there. It's a massive crowd. It's just as much or more than the Million Man March. An incredible crowd, an incredible outpouring of love and support and passion for President Trump. And they knew they had to do something because Trump was leaving on a high, you know, and everybody would have loved him for eternity, and everybody would be saying nice things about him, and the election was stolen, and he's the rightful president, he deserves to be president. So they had to put a negative spin on the end of Trump, you know? They had to make sure in the last 2 weeks he couldn't do anything to upend things and bring out martial law, or the Insurrection Act, arrest people. Remember, the very people that are now saying arrest Trump and 25th Amendment, invoke it and make sure he's crazy, he's dangerous, those people are the ones who'd be arrested. They stole the election. They have the most to lose. Doesn't anybody get that? If he were to prove the election was stolen, all of them are going to jail for the rest of their lives for treason. So they have every reason to make sure that you think Trump is bad and evil and dangerous and crazy. Every reason to believe that you don't even give him an extra day as president. Because every day you give him is a day he might evoke something somehow that could put you in jail for the rest of your life. And you can't take that chance. So that's what's going on here. Anybody could see that. You'd have to be blind, deaf, and dumb to not see this is like a communist plan to destroy the United States of America. And I never finished in hour number one. I told you all the reasons they did it. Get Trump out of there. Destroy the Trump movement. Make us all look like domestic terrorists. There were 1,000 reasons why they did it. But the single most important one is to make Republicans that are still in office scared to death and kowtow to their communist agenda, their socialist, Marxist, communist agenda, so that over the next 2 years and 4 years, they literally destroy the United States. No Republican can ever win again. They're going to make them so afraid, they're hiding under their desks, they're hiding in their closets, and they're just scared to death to ever again answer back. Ever again answer back. So that's what they've accomplished to some extent. Not the Trump crowd. I don't believe many of the 74 million will ever leave Trump, and certainly not over what we saw yesterday. Absolutely not leave Trump. You got it wrong if you think that's going to happen. Not going to happen. And the movement will go on, and it's going to go on stronger than ever because we see what happened. This was a coup. This was all part of the coup. They had to get him out on a negative. And they had to stop him from overturning the election. They had to stop Congress from pointing out all the crimes that were committed to steal Arizona and Nevada and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. There were 1,000 reasons why they did this. But the main one is to take over the country and to justify cutting off people's free speech, taking people's jobs away. Do you know one of my fans sent me a letter today? It's the most incredible story I've ever heard. But it shouldn't shock me, because this goes on every day now. They've been emboldened, don't you see? This is the icing on the cake. First they think they won, and then they have to cover up the fact that they stole the election, and then when they think they finally won that and they've stopped the cover-up and created enough weapons of mass distraction, so no one's even talking about the cover-up anymore. Now they're really emboldened, so now they want to make sure none of us will ever work again. They're going to take away our jobs. They're going to take away our careers. They're going to take away our incomes. They're going to take away our free speech. They're going to take away our social media. You know, so one of my fans told me about one of his friends or relatives. I can't remember if it was a friend of his or it was a relative of his. I don't remember. But someone he knows is in Pennsylvania and is a school teacher in a black inner city school. And he decided to attend the Trump rally and march, right? It wasn't even a protest. It was a rally and a march. And maybe at the end it became a protest, and at the very end it became a riot. But you're talking about it became a riot with 100 people or a couple hundred people, and it was 1 to 2 million of wonderful, nice people. He was one of the nice people, and he did nothing wrong, and he actually left early and went back to his hotel room, as did many of my friends, by the way. Lots of people, lots of my fans and friends sent me notes and said it was actually cold out and muddy and boring and too much time between speeches, and they didn't feel like they were accomplishing anything, and they went back to the hotel room. They didn't even see any reason to stay there because they knew Pence had already sold Trump out, and they left. So he went back to his hotel room. Now he gets back the next day to Pennsylvania to his school, and the parents, who are Democrats, have started a petition, and they're demanding he be stripped of his job. He can never work again because he's a domestic terrorist. He attended the Trump rally in Washington, and look what happened at the rally. He's a domestic terrorist. He wasn't in the building. He didn't hurt anybody. He was outside as an American expressing his right to free speech, and they want to take his job away forever because he's a racist and a terrorist because he went to the event. Folks, if you don't know, that's what this is all about. This is the communists have been at this for decades to try and strip us of our basic rights, our Second Amendment gun rights, our First Amendment speech rights, and now they're coming for all of us, and they are emboldened. They've got the cake. Now they want the icing. They're sucking on the icing right now with the cherry on top. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I see another person on my Twitter page, CJ Pearson. A petition has been created calling for my expulsion from my university for participating in an event with real Donald Trump in support of election integrity. I thought I lived in the United States where differences in political beliefs were still allowed. Guess not. So here they want to kick a kid out of college because he showed up in Washington for this event. And they want to portray this event as some sort of act of terrorism. Do you know how many people were at this event? How many? Literally a million, 2 million? The numbers are impossible to even calculate. And they were all peaceful, wonderful people. And because somebody somewhere broke into the Capitol building, there were too few police there. That had to be purposeful. Who'd be dumb enough to do that, number one? Have so few policemen on duty to guard the Capitol building. Number two, then there's video of policemen opening the gate and letting people in, showing them how to get in the Capitol building. Why would you let them in? Because you're setting a trap. This was all Antifa all the way. Antifa and the mayor of Washington, liberals had a plan to try and make us all look bad. I had 10,000 people at my event yesterday, and I made sure not one person was out of line. Everybody was wonderful. And I'm looking at the sea of patriots at yesterday's event in Washington, and they were all wonderful people, and nobody did anything bad. And all of a sudden, some rabble-rouser, troublemakers, you're trying to pay everybody by what they did, a few people out of that, 1 million, 2 million people. I want to get an accurate count. We got to find out how many people were supposedly at that event yesterday. But to me, it looked like, you know, 1 million to 2 million. It was a monstrous crowd. It was bigger than the Million Man March. So it was just an incredible number. And a few troublemakers are trying to make everybody look bad. And what if those troublemakers are not even Trump people or Republican people or conservative people, but rather Antifa people or BLM people had infiltrated and were purposely trying to bring terrible, terrible disfavor upon the Trump movement. and the MAGA movement. I think that's exactly what happened. It's very clear. I've been to all these Trump events, never an ounce of violence, ever. And so many of the people that they, you know, they have photos of appear to have problems, whether they have a sickle on their hand, you know, which is a sign of communism, or whether they've been seen at Antifa events, whether they've been seen at BLM events, or whether they're wearing bulletproof vests. Why would any Republican be marching around with a bulletproof vest? It was mostly homemakers and mothers and fathers, and nobody had bulletproof vests at any Trump bulletproof vests at any Trump event I've ever been to. But they had them at this event. A few people in the crowd. Now, some of my fans saw it and were very nervous and didn't say, "Who are these people?" and tried to get away from them. They knew something wasn't right. Those are the troublemakers, I guarantee you, who now broke in and ran around like maniacs. And who knows what they were paid to do that by George Soros. Just an opinion of mine, allegedly, maybe, might have paid by George Soros to be actors and just act like idiots and bring total complete disfavor on the Trump movement. Everybody knows something weird happened yesterday. It does not. Out of character has nothing to do with Trump people. And then the news media is so quick to jump on it, and Democrat politicians so quick to jump on it, and so quick to try and intimidate all the Republicans, and all of a sudden the lady who ran for U.S. Senate in Georgia, was it Loeffler? She's all of a sudden abandoned. Kelly Loeffler abandons us, and they're all bad-mouthing us, and they're not fighting for Trump anymore. Everybody's completely forgotten. The election was stolen in these four states. Nobody cares anymore. See, this is a weapon of mass distraction, and it's gone on since the beginning of time. Communists have a playbook, and this is the communist playbook. Just like Nazis were communists, basically. They were Socialist Party of Germany, and they followed the communist playbook. This is the communist playbook. You destroy your opponent. You destroy their credibility. You make them look bad. You make it so nobody wants to be with them anymore. This is the communist playbook. And on the way out the door with Trump leaving, they did it to him so that the entire movement of 74 million would be discredited and demoralized. When nothing happened compared to Black Lives Matter, nothing happened compared to Antifa, nothing happened. Compared to Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Kenosha, Wisconsin, nothing happened. Okay, the one person killed had nothing to do with Trump, shot by a policeman. She's a nice lady. What did he shoot her for? Cold blood. It was murder. So all I could tell you is, this is the beginning of the end of the United States of America if we don't fight back and fight back hard. And don't ever be embarrassed about loving Trump and fighting for Trump and voting for Trump and supporting Trump. Don't ever be embarrassed. He was a great president. He was our greatest president of my lifetime. Better than Reagan. And he fought the liberals so strong. And that's what they hated about him. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Energized Health. I'm about half the way through the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscles, getting hydrated at the cellular level. Go to Energized Health and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, they're offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage once in a lifetime. 888-444-8895. 888-toll-free, 444-8895. Or EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We condemn it, the president and this administration, in the strongest possible terms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany condemning the violence Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol. McEnany continues.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The Dow setting another record high under the Trump administration, finishing for the first time above 31,000. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Don't ever try and tell me that we're domestic terrorists. Oh, my God, that's so ridiculous. I've been to so many Trump events. And I've led so many Trump events. I've been opening speaker at Trump events with Trump as the speaker, and I as the opening speaker. I've led my own Trump rallies here, all with 5,000 to 10,000 people, 10,000 yesterday at my event. Nicest people in the world, salt of the earth. They bring their wives, their children, their neighbors, their banners, their flags. And as my buddy Larry Lister just emailed in, he says, Antifa thugs bring their helmets, their backpacks, and their clubs. And don't forget their bricks, and don't forget their Molotov cocktails. Well, we're bringing our wives and our children and our neighbors and our banners and our flags. We're the most patriotic, wonderful people in the world. And now you're painting us as bad people. Why? Because we want a wall? Because we don't want to let illegals in? We don't want open borders? We don't want our country locked down for the flu? Insanity. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled my Aetna health insurance. Now it's 5 years ago, officially, as of January 1st. This is my fifth year. And I found Liberty Health Share. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. But best decision I ever made. You could start anytime, like right now, 5 minutes from now, tonight at midnight, anytime. 365 days a year. Go online and you start. There's no contracts. It's month to month. There's no network. You rely on any doctor or hospitals you want. They're not a small-time company. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. Paid out over $300 million in claims. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. $100,000. One person, Wayne Root. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. They will treat you like a king, like a VIP. We've got our guest here. It is Adam Weiss, media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York. His clients have included Kimberly Guilfoyle, Judge Jeanine Pirro, good friend of mine. Kimberly's a friend of mine. Corey Lewandowski, a very good friend of mine. David Bossie has been on this show. Donald Trump Jr., a good friend of mine, has been many times on this show. Man, we run in the same circles, Adam. These are all my buddies.
Yeah. Wayne, thanks. We'll become good friends, too.
So I hope so. I hope so. I saw your PR today. Even you're the PR guy, but I saw your PR, and I said I want to get Adam on the show because I like what he's saying.
Thank you.
To cover this double standard of how the left doesn't care, what, no matter how many people die, how many people lose their business, how many people get their business firebombed, how many people get their homes burned to the ground, how many people get looted. It's no big deal. Yeah, how many downtowns like Seattle get destroyed? They don't care. But God forbid there's a few hooligans in Washington. It's all Trump's fault. He's got to resign. He's got to be kicked out of office. He's dangerous. He's no good. This is the worst thing that ever happened in America. Oh, my God. What a double standard, right?
Exactly. I was standing working at him. I left New York. Yeah, I still have my place in New York, but I left that crummy city that I was living for 25 years because the tyrant governor and mayor over there. So I'm working, just packed up and went to Miami for the season. So I'm working out of here, and then I'm turning around, and I'm watching after the president's speech, and I'm watching him go to the Capitol. And even when they went on the Capitol, I said, what is so bad that patriots went to the Capitol stand when year after year during the Kavanaugh hearings, during the feminist protests, the pink pussy hats, they stormed the Capitol. Not only stormed the Capitol, do you remember the Kavanaugh hearings? They stormed in the Capitol.
Right.
But they were called
heroes.
Solidarity protesters, heroes. You know, meanwhile, I'm still turning around looking, and then all of a sudden Fox started having a meltdown. Like, it was the most craziest thing that people were actually standing on the steps. And then I got a call from a friend of mine, because I've been to a lot of rallies, too, and they're so pleasant, the Trump supporters. You know how they look. They pick up their trash. They're wonderful people. They're the politest people. And a buddy of mine, I grew up with a cop from Long Island. Now he's a cop in the city. A detective. He says, I didn't even know he was at the scene. He says, that's at the rally. He says, the people were the nicest people.
But of course.
He says, I see these young kids, and they definitely weren't MAGA people. They were just definitely Antifa, but yet they had fake little hats on. They had fake little MAGA pom-pom hats. And he knows, the cop investigators, these were bad dudes, infiltrated the crowd. And now as we circulate online, you can tell the Antifa from the MAGA people that are storming the Capitol. That's not the way MAGA people behave. That's not the way patriots behave. And you know who wants to scrape it? Now, all of a sudden today, Facebook wants to scrape all the videos from the protest. Why do they want to scrape the videos? Because you know our side is good at finding videos. Our patriots and influencers are good at picking out, you know, criminals when, the mainstream media won't ever pick out criminals, right? They won't ever do the investigation saying, hey, maybe it wasn't the patriots. Maybe Antifa, because there's maybe thousands upon thousands of them in the D.C. area. Remember they took over the park? Remember
right.
They almost infiltrated the White House? I didn't hear when they almost infiltrated the White House and the president had to go to the bunker a few months ago, the media caring that much, did you?
Not only not caring that much, never heard them mention it, other than they turned that into a negative, too. They said that Trump was going to call the military out. He's a crazy man. He's dangerous. Everything he does, he's a crazy man. He's dangerous. He's unstable. He must be removed from office. This is the communist propaganda story. That's what this is. Everything you do, they turned into the biggest communist propaganda. By the way, the founder of a far-left BLM group was inside the Capitol standing next to the girl who got shot and killed. Does anybody worry about that? Does anyone wonder why? I thought it was all Republicans inside. How is it the founder of a far-left BLM group? So there's a lot of strange parts of this story, Adam Weiss. And
right. Somebody from CloudHub, the CEO of CloudHub, which is a social media platform, he just emailed me a video of buses, of three buses, small buses of Antifa people that are being pushed forward by the police
escorted
into the Capitol.
Escorted, I think, is the right word, right?
Actually giving him the police are actually giving him like a tour, a guide into the Capitol. So I don't know if this whole thing was a setup within the mayor, because it's very strange. And now she's using this as an excuse to have a lockdown for 2.5 weeks. Like, excuse me, Mrs. Mayor, these people went home. They had their few hours. These are patriots. All these people went home.
But we're not patriots, Adam. We're not patriots anymore. We're domestic terrorists, don't you see? That's what they had to try and prove.
And Wayne, have you ever heard in your whole life the word insurrection used as much as yesterday?
No. The Insurrection Act was going to be used on them. They thought the Insurrection Act was going to be used on them, so they turned it again. Saul Alinsky, whatever you see, look in the mirror, blame the other guy. Right? That's what it is.
Right. The whole playbook is blame the other guy. Insurrection, and always use a bad event. Don't let a bad event, a criminal thing, go without using it for another event, right? Use it
right.
To vote our agenda.
Don't let it go to waste.
Comes out today, right? The mayor comes out today, 2 weeks of, like, a lockdown because of this. They're gone. They went home. What are you doing? And have you ever seen the FBI move this fast? What an FBI Most Wanted MAGA book they already put out quickly.
Right. Never did it for BLM. I never saw a BLM list.
No.
Never.
No. Never. Burning cities, killing cops, grandfathers of the cops, burning Wendy's, destroying Soho, New York, destroying Upper East Side.
Atlanta.
Destroying Los Angeles. Atlanta. Like, I mean, not just destroying. Destroying people's businesses, just people's livelihoods, stores. And I never saw the FBI get involved in one of them. Did you?
It's a scary double standard. Listen to this. It's a tweet I put out.
It's time to live in America.
Let me read you a tweet I put out overnight, and I think it'll resonate with you. Because yesterday I had my own event. I made the decision, smart decision, obviously in retrospect, not to go to Washington, not to be away from my fan base for 3 days, and to actually stay here and do a morning MAGA event, a Trump car parade, and dominate the Vegas Strip for 3 hours, and that's exactly what happened. And I got the most people that have ever come out to any of my events. I've had three big ones, but this is the biggest yet. And we figured we had about 10,000 people. And thousands of cars. And we went up and down the Vegas Strip. So I put this tweet out. Can you imagine if Antifa or BLM came to my event dressed in red Trump hats, caused a riot, smashed windows, attacked police? The media would have instantly blamed me and labeled all Vegas Trump supporters as terrorists. That's how easy it is. I'll bet you $1 million that's exactly what happened in D.C. yesterday. Right? That's what happened. There it is.
100%.
It's that easy.
Because I went to the... Because my colleagues, and if you're like, Adam, and you comment, I got your front row. Like, you know, I'm in Miami. Do I really want to go to 32? 30 degree weather and stand with, you know, and stand out there. I love the president. I went to a ton of his rallies. I was a co-chair of Trump Victory in New York, but like I didn't go. And, you know, I went to the first big rally after he lost. I went and marched and ran into an Antifa gang in the corner. I think it was 16th and E or something. And they were about 500 of them on bikes, sticks, menacing. And a bunch of them at the end, they have fake press outfits they wear. And they also wear fake paramedic outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So they really know how to cause chaos. Because if you put fake press outfits on, the cops get confused, or you're the press, and the fake paramedic outfits, they think they're there to help people. So there's a lot that I learned that are in Washington, D.C. here. Because that's when they know the rallies, they come out, and they know when to come out and cause chaos. It was starting to get dark at that point.
Well, Adam, they did a good job. It took them 4 years to break Trump. And they couldn't get him with Ukraine. They couldn't get him with his tax return. They couldn't get him with Stormy Daniels. They couldn't get him with Russian collusion. But they seem at this moment to have finally gotten him down in the dumps and demoralized. And basically, for all intents, he conceded earlier today. Seem that they finally got him where they wanted him today. And now they're going after supporters. They're not willing to just accept that. Now they need the icing on the cake and the cherry on the icing. Adam, we got to run. I'd love to let you talk, but the music's on, and I got to go. I got a hard break. Adam Weiss, media and political strategist, CEO of AMWPR in New York, and handles some really big conservative clients. Good guy. Adam, thanks for coming on the show. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and EV, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You better get ready for the storm because it's coming. I wrote the column. If Trump did not pull a miracle rabbit out of a hat, did not portray Houdini, and quickly, we would be contending with the end of America, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be proven right. They're going to open the borders. They're going to kill, censor every one of us, just destroy our ability to speak on Twitter and Facebook and places like that. Take all of our rights away, raise taxes, lock us down, kill our income, kill our jobs, destroy us all. But the stock market will go up. You better own some stock. Cornerstone Asset Metals, you better own some gold. You heard Tyler Herridge, Kip's son, first time he's ever been on my show, his premiere on the Wayne Allen Root Show. It's a coming out party. And what Kip and Tyler believe is that you've got to own gold and you've got to own silver. And we've got a official precious metals dealer, the Wayne Allen Root Show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. And they know what I know. Money's being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. You got to protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living, protect your retirement, protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now. If you never thought till now you needed gold. And by the way, if Trump had been reelected, I think gold would not have done as well as it's going to do now. It's going to fly under Biden. Gold and silver will fly under this crazy madman and his communist buddies, communist comrades. 888-8GOLD now. 888-8GOLD now. You've got to buy gold and silver. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. So like I said, now we're in the icing on the cake and the cherry on the icing phase. They've already got Trump on the run, and they made Trump just bend over and say, I'm conceding. Never thought I'd see that day. But he had no choice because they put him in a corner. They're going to impeach him. They're going to destroy him. They're going to make sure he can never run again in 2024. He's a bad guy. He inspired death. When you realize 30 people died over the summer in Black Lives Matter events, no one said a word. And that's the small part of it. How many stores were burned to the ground? Nobody said a word. How many people lost their livelihood because they just chop the chop zone? They just took over Seattle. They took over an American city. And they burnt Kenosha to the ground. They burnt Minneapolis to the ground. And nobody never made anyone pay that. No politician was held accountable for that. No Democrat who inspired it was ever held accountable. But Trump, oh, he's a bad guy. So I told you it's the icing on the face. Now that Trump's on the run, now they're going for the rout. You know, it's kind of like you're in a battle and you shoot the king dead. And now his troops are still on the field and they're running. And you can let him run away and you won, right? No. The general says, chase them. Kill them all. And you want to chase them and kill every last one of them. Wipe them out. That's what they're trying to do to conservatives now. ABC News political editor calls for cleansing of the Trump movement. Rick Klein, political director for far-left ABC News, openly calling for a cleansing of Trump supporters in a tweet published Thursday. One day after protesters stormed the U.S. Capitol, an unarmed woman was shot and killed by Capitol Police officer. Klein appeared to deliberately wield Stalinist rhetoric as a means to increase tensions and divisions even more. Trump will be an ex-president in 13 days. The fact is, getting rid of Trump's the easy part. Cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else. This tweet was linked to an article he wrote filled with the same cleansing threat as well as a pile of misinformation. But wait a minute, how is this not encouraging? In other words, you could take anyone's speech and throw them in jail and claim they caused or encouraged people to hurt people and murder people. When you talk about the word cleansing the Trump movement, aren't you encouraging violence just as much as any Trump speech would have? These people are so full of you know what. They just look in the mirror, whatever they are, they blame you. Just amazing. Remember how Trump had to say that there's a new federal law, an executive action by Trump or executive order. Anyone who vandalizes or destroys a monument, statue, or other federal property faces punishment of up to 10 years in prison. Why did he have to do that? Because liberals were destroying America, burning it to the ground, destroying all of the beautiful statues. And what did people like Klein say then? Nothing. What did the politicians say? What did Biden say? Nothing. Well, Klein accuses Trump supporters he wants to see cleansed of conspiracy theories. Nowhere does he mention the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and BLM are driven by conspiracy theories, including systemic racism and hate crime hoaxes and the shooting deaths of Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. He says this wasn't just any federal property. This was the Capitol. Well, you know what? The police let them in the Capitol building, and they were Antifa wearing Trump hats, you loser. Like a federal building's more important than any other building or any other statue? No, of course it's not. But it is to all these people in the D.C. swamp. Don't you see? That's why they're so mad. Because people are running around threatening them. They don't care when leftists threaten Wayne Allyn Root. They don't care when someone threatens Donald Trump. But God forbid, oh, we're senators. We're congressmen. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm Chuck Schumer. Someone dared to sit in my seat. I had to be locked down, sheltered in place. They're such losers. All the people that represent us, even the Republicans, are losers and crybabies and snowflakes. Nobody ever killed any of you. No one threatened any of you. The fact is Black Lives Matter and Antifa threaten more people in a minute than what happened in Washington, D.C. This is a joke. Donald Trump, I'm still on the...
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.